Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. See, that's the OG intro, guys. That's the intro I had for like 100 and something episodes before all you guys came along.
Back in the good old days.
Oh, I'm glad we come and brought a little flavor there.
Hey, guys, hey, we're up to like 109. This right here would be the 197th episode or something like that. So we're fixing it at 200 also. So we're moving on up.
Sweet.
To the east side.
3-year anniversary today, so that's awesome. And, yeah, I'm being rude. Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Dakota. Lacey's on the line also, and Logan's here. Shane, where you at, buddy? Yoder, I'm sorry
hey,
I forgot to invite you.
hey, you know, all the cool ones start with L, I'm just saying.
I feel bad, dude. I realized about 30 minutes ago, I don't know if I sent Yoder a message about this. I remember telling him, like, last week.
Probably
and I was like,
now.
Did I ever...
Like, hey.
Yeah, did I ever... hey, bro, you want to call
poor
in? shoot him a message, bro, and tell me you can call in if you want. If he's not at work right now. But, and Shane, if you're listening, bro, call in if you want to. But, you know, it being the 3-year anniversary, I just want to go ahead and thank our fans that we have listening all over the world. I mean, we got fans in the UK, fans in China, fans in Germany, fans in India, fans in the Netherlands. Yeah, that's a new one for me, guys. I saw that one today.
I brought that demographic in, bro, don't you?
I felt like you did, dude. I really feel like that was all you. I really feel like that was all you, Logan. You brought that in. That was awesome. keep up the good work.
More regions, they get you.
Lacey, I'm going to say you brought in the UK.
Yeah, the whole UK.
The whole UK.
You.
Shane, you made Denmark stop listening to us.
Anybody in Scotland or Ireland that has an alcohol problem that listens in, that's your fucking demographic, buddy.
Yes.
There you go. He is your poster child.
It's crazy, though, guys. Like, we got, like, our main listeners are from India. That's fucking crazy right there.
Yeah, they probably put this on as background noise because they're fucking call centers.
Yeah. Thank you for that, too, bro. They're like, oh, my name is Pete. Really, I'm in America. You can hear fat white guy in background.
Have you not listened to the Dakota show? It's very funny.
I listened to it.
That's when they're all like, oh,
yeah.
That's when they're all like, whoever they're calling, by like, okay, I know you're lying. That's not a funny show at all.
Yeah, they think it's like a world famous production, and it's just fucking idiots most of the time.
Yeah,
except
it's just me with a phone.
And then one really smart person, and whoever the idiot is with her.
It's really just Dakota with a phone. That's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to, like I said, thank all of our fans. I want to thank you guys for co-hosting because you guys are awesome. The Roast in the World family. That goes for all you guys. Sherry is in you. Couldn't have started without you, so thank you for that. And if you're listening, you know, thank you. Lacey, of course, all the behind-the-scenes shit you do for us, that's awesome. She used to do a lot of research and shit back in the, back when they first started doing this, so that's awesome, and thank you for all that. Shane,
yeah, you know, in November,
drinking.
I've been here with
you're funny as shit.
Here. Shane is
oh,
funny.
Oh, shit, man. Shit, dude. And then Shane.
Yeah,
you
Shane
know, thank
came
you,
a
bro.
Little before I did.
I thought you guys came right about the same time. Or did me and Shane do a few episodes
he
up
had,
before you started doing it?
He had, like, one episode before me. I was just a listener at that time.
Okay, I think that's when I had him on as, like, a guest or something, right? And then me and him started doing it.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
I
bring somebody on as a guest, and then we do a good job, you know? And it just... bounce off each other.
Yeah.
And then, like
you
said, Lacey
then,
came along.
Yep.
And then Sherry tried to come back along for like an episode.
Yeah. One or two.
That was a funny one. That was a funny one. She hung up on it, Logan. I have to tell you that story off air, bro. Shane pissed her off to the point where she hung up, man.
And never called back.
And
here's the thing. Like, fuck you,
yeah,
I quit.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, pretty much, bro. And here's the thing, like, she brought a guest on and, like, hung up on us all.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it was like, what the hell, but it's whatever. That was a year or so back. Everything's good since then. She's wrote me on Facebook. We've talked a little bit, you know, shit like that. But yeah. And I also want to thank all my friends who has co-hosted. And Yoder is called in. Let's get him on here. Because I'm thanking people.
Yeah,
I'll thank Yoder too, since he's the newest member of the show. Yoder, thank you for being the newest member of the Roast in the World family. And I'm sorry I may have forgot to mention this to you. Everybody but Shane is called in right now, man. The whole family's here but Shane. Should we call his ass? You guys want to call Shane? Alright, give me one second here. We'll get this going. We'll call fucking Shane. That motherfucker think he's going to duck out on us.
It might be a surprise or not. You know, he's probably in the bathroom. He's always in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. He's always taking his shit.
All right.
Let's see if I can find his number here. Shane. Okay. Let's not say it out loud, Dakota, as you're typing it in. Oh. It should help if you click on that first. There you go.
What is it?
That number connected to that number. Oh, that's an easy one to remember. That's a lot of zeros in there. Yeah, I can hear you just fine, or I can hear you. All right, guys, we're calling Shane. Let's see what happens here.
Uh-oh.
You? Oh, I thought you picked up. I hope he has a voicemail. We can just see the whole episode on his voicemail.
Yeah.
30 seconds at a time.
Yeah. Keep calling.
I'm nearly on my way to work right now, so I'm
going to
multitask
you.
Oh,
you're
good, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm smoking a bong. I'm talking to you guys right now. I'm multitasking.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to hang up on Shane. I don't think he's going to answer. He don't like us that much. Well, we tried to call Shane, but the rest of the Roast in the World family is here. And I am getting that echo now on my end, too.
Holy shit, dude. Oh, man. My little 3-year-old just hit my fucking other 3-year-old in the fucking face with football.
Oh, wow.
That was funny.
Wow. That can't, yeah, that ain't good.
Oh, no, they're good. They're
while
tough.
You're taking care of that.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say,
they're
good because we're talking about it.
They're not even crying, yeah. It doesn't even, it's like it never even happened.
They're not even crying yet.
Listen, that's
no,
like
she
initiation
won't.
For
just general teasing.
But I got a couple random news stories. Let's get y'all's opinion on these. Since this was a 3-year anniversary, I got really stoned today and looked up just the most random, funniest ones I could find here. All right, so a man in Denmark punches another man over a goat. Here's the kicker, though. The goat died soon after.
Fucking Denmark. They can't do nothing right. Like?
I guess,
wait. I was dying that last little bit. What happened after the dude tried to punch the guy for stealing a goat?
No. What happened was a man gets arrested for punching another man over a goat. But, like, right after all this happens, the goat died.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, see, you guys don't know the story. See, we used to have a lot of listeners in Denmark, right? And then Shane started talking about, like, butt plugs or some shit on an episode. and like pissed off Denmark, and they stopped listening to us, right?
Yeah, imagine
so,
that.
We declared war with Denmark for a little bit.
We also somehow got on talking about granny porn somehow. I have no idea how Shane got on
that.
Yeah,
I don't know how
that
got, I just want to throw that out there. I don't know how it got brought up either. I was laughing my ass off. Shane somehow got some granny porn topics thrown in there. That
it was also, like one of the first episodes that Shane pooped on live air, too. Like, it was the greatest thing. Like,
dude, yeah, okay, Logan, you appreciate this from him. He was, like, on shrooms and, like, something called butt plugs or butt poppers or some shit.
No, it was butt
and
poppers, yeah.
What?
It was butt poppers. And, like...
Butt poppers?
Apparently, yeah.
I guess it's, like, ecstasy, dude, that you put in your ass or some shit. I don't know. I don't need this shit.
No, bro, you don't push it. That's a method in which you get high. That is not a certain drug or a fucking way to do it. Hell no, I'm out. Fuck that. listen, I was in prison for like 10 years, man, and I had bags of soap and everything in my ass with all the prison wallet and all that shit. But once I got out of there, nothing else was up there, you know what I'm saying? And that's just kind of like how it
I guess that's a good rule to have in life, dude. Nothing goes up there. That's the rule I have. I'm throwing that out there.
It's an Audi.
That's not true.
It's an Audi.
It's an Audi.
All right. Moving on in the news here. Florida woman stabbed a cook over bad breakfast. Her hash brown was burnt and her biscuits and gravy sucked.
Oh,
we've all wanted
to
punch a cook over something.
Over biscuits and gravy? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? A burnt hash brown with some sucky biscuits and gravy. That's in Florida.
Dry-ass
yeah.
Florida?
Biscuits probably and, like, bland-ass fucking country gravy.
If this was in Florida, they're just lucky they got away with just that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, dude. Yeah, it's a Florida woman stabbed a cook. I don't know if it happened in Florida, but the chick was from Florida, so...
Man, yeah, she's definitely one of those, like, kill gators and fucking eat battlefield kind of people.
Right.
Note to self, not cook for them, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Florida, man, there's some weird fucks in Florida, bro.
Yeah, no, anytime I read a fucking headline that's, like, really outlandish, it's always going to have to be, like, a Florida man with the rest of you just know.
Yeah. You always, seriously, all the crazy shit happens in Florida. It's like, I don't know what's up down there. Gators and craziness.
Yeah, I mean, I almost got arrested.
Everybody has a crazy Florida
something
story.
About the atmosphere.
I have a crazy Florida story. I've never been to Florida.
Yeah, I went during college, what is that, spring break, and then it, like, leaped into bite week. So we went.
Time out. Let's restart that story. You went during the college spring break week, not during your college spring break week.
Yeah, no, during the college spring break. I just got out of prison. I was not. Not in college. I was on a lot of shit at the time, but not college. It was, turns out it was Daytona's Black Bike Week.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and, you know, of course I just blended right on in. And it was an experience, man. I got stabbed.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah, I
thought
it was
like, you sounded like, it was a good experience. It was fun. I got stabbed. I got a cool knick-knack keychain. It was awesome. I got this little magnet, you know, cool.
Yeah, I almost got arrested for fighting four people in the club. And then I guess, I don't know if it was those four people plus their homeboy that came back, but a car full of them drove by later on and then got out and started to...
Dude, I was about to say, did you get a drive-by stabbing? I've never heard of this. That's
well,
the first
time
I heard of a drive-by stabbing.
No, they jumped out to get me, like they wanted to jump me. And,
oh, clumsy bitches.
Yeah, and it didn't end up well for him. So
it would have been a lot cooler if they would have like drove by and threw the knife. You know, like a drive, just like a drive.
No. I got in a fight. You stopped me one time, and then when I got a hold of his wrist and took the knife from him, it was curtains after that. You know.
Right.
But yeah, it was fun. It was great. It was right in front of the Daytona Motor Speedway that I got stabbed.
It was fun. It was great.
So they had like a really cool floral arrangement thing going on.
I can say a lot of things have happened to me in life. Like, I am the most clumsy person in the world and have lived and can tell stories about it. I was hit by a moving vehicle. But
in a parking lot. No, you got to finish that. You can't just say I was hit by a moving vehicle. She was standing in a parking spot and gets hit by a moving vehicle.
You mean you were standing in a parking spot and somebody didn't want to stop?
No, I got out of my car, and, like, you know how when you get out, you step over the white line? Someone whips in and hits me with the rearview mirror.
Oh.
I break their rearview mirror off their car. And, of course, I'm in complete shock, and I'm holding this rearview mirror, and I'm like, I can't pay for this shit.
Not your fault.
Like, we hit you. Like, you know, you got hit by a car.
Yeah, they hit you, man. I would have pissed myself, took a dump, cried the whole night.
I can say I did not pee and I did not poop. I literally just
Well, that's the difference between $7,000 and $9,000 difference on your payout for the insurance company. I'd have fucking pissed and shit myself.
Right. Now, Lacey, was that the same day the picnic table thing happened?
No, that was actually the day after the picnic.
Well, the bad thing was she was already on a string of bad luck, guys, because the day before she was sitting on a picnic table and it flipped down a hill or some shit, right? No? It flipped over?
I was sitting on the picnic table and my friend was on a hill. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. But my friend got up from the other side, and it literally flipped, and I rolled with the table down the hill. And but I did catch her cigarettes, and so her cigarettes survived.
Oh, wow. That's
a good friend right there, catching the cigs, man.
But, so I already had, like, back burns from going down the hill with the table.
That'll happen in a week. I mean, that's fucked up.
That'll happen in 2 days.
I gotta
tell this part of the story. Now, this happened the same day as the car hitting you, didn't you get your head sat on too? You gotta tell that story.
I hate
you. What else are you leaving out?
Oh, shit. Now, that was the same week. That actually was that Monday before the table and before the car hit. Took a patient that was she was a pain in the ass. And I had to take her to the restroom while she was at a doctor's appointment. And this tiny-ass bathroom, which, by the way, just because you have a side rail does not mean you're a handicapped bathroom. Excuse me. But anyway... I got her up, and I reached behind her because her pants got stuck, and she literally sat on my face.
Oh, my God.
To which I ripped my head out and tripped over everything, and she's like, did I sit on your hand? Knowing very well because I wear glasses. Like, you knew you sat on my face, bitch. But, yes, it was very traumatizing.
Did you have, like, a weird smell afterwards?
I didn't wait long. I knew if I waited long, I would be dead, and that's not how I wanted to die. Like,
that's not how I wanted to die.
Now that was all the same week, to which, you know, Dakota got to see the after. It's also the same week that I got my shirt stuck in the automatic door and had to wait for somebody to come open it because I couldn't go anywhere because I couldn't reach the button.
Wow. So you just had, like, fucking 5 consecutive days of shit.
Yeah, and literally
I think she, like, broke
like
a few mirrors the week before or something, because she had, like, some bad luck going down.
This was my second week back to work after I was out for flushing bacteria. So.
Yeah, she almost died, like, a month before this, too, guys. So she just had, like, a bad month or two going on.
Somebody that's, like, into, like, magic and stuff like that.
Well, can you out?
What else are you leaving out?
Oh, you just don't know. I am the clumsiest person ever, and I have survived a lot of things. And I actually got lost in the freezer. Like, actually, it's happened twice. But...
Burpee's fucking bomb, man.
All right, moving along to our next bit of news. Australian man gets beat up by a kangaroo. I guess you could say he was Kang Fu fighting. Get it? Huh? Daniel Craig was jumped taking his trash out by a kangaroo. Witness said it was sad and funny at the same time. yeah.
I don't know
if I could survive in Australia. Kangaroos just beat you up.
You ever seen kangaroos fight, bro? They're fucking dangerous.
Yeah, man. I think kangaroos.
Dude, they box, bro. I saw a video of like a guy running up to save his dog from a kangaroo and like punched it in the face and some shit.
Yeah,
you know?
But like that was just a lucky. That was lucky. He was just
that was luck.
The kangaroos.
That was all
pure
adrenaline, you know, like but yeah. Kangaroos, bro. They like box and shit.
Yeah, they have
I ain't going nowhere near them.
They have like leg power of like a fucking the same way as a boa constrictor can strike. I mean, they're fucking intense, and they kick and have claws.
Do you guys think would win in a fight, a kangaroo or a gorilla?
A gorilla, just because once it got its hands on it, it was scared apart.
Yeah, like choking.
Gorilla by weight, for sure.
And gorillas are a lot bigger than you think they are.
All right, what about a kangaroo versus, say, a chimp with a stick?
Chimp with a stick wins every time.
What?
Yeah, because the chimp's smart, it heads high. Kangaroos can't climb.
Oh, yeah. I saw this documentary one for a chimp. We're going around killing people in, like, Africa or some shit, bro, with, like, rocks and pebbles and slingshots and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was machetes. What it was there was a tribe in Africa that had actually given these motherfucking monkeys AK-47s and machetes in hopes of making their gorilla-like soldiers, not to be fucking punny or whatever.
Not to be punny.
But they gave them machetes and AK-47s, and the fucking shit backfired on them. Imagine that. And literally. Yeah, and then,
I must stay on. I'm muted.
Yeah, and then later on, like, there's still, like, you can still find monkeys from that region with fucking, like, with hand-me-down machetes.
Speaking of this, I just heard Yoder say he had a clock in. Anybody in Yuma right now, go to Sonic, support Yoder, get a milkshake, buy me one, too.
Fuck no, he's not.
He said, don't fucking listen to him. Don't come to fucking Sonic. I don't want the goddamn fucking traffic.
Yoder, do you have to wear the roller skates?
No.
Damn, dude. Would you wear the roller skates is the question.
I'm going to mute you guys.
I'm going to mute you guys. You know what, F you, bro. I'm going to mute you. So you mute us, and I'll mute you, and then we'll unmute later.
I'll pop on every like,
couple
minutes.
I will call everybody I know in Yuma and tell them to go to Sonic.
I'm in too, man. Let's do this. We can do it on air too, so let's just throw the numbers out there.
Oh no, that's a bad idea. My people don't like being called.
Bro, what's the number to Sonic right there? Let's call it and fuck with Yoder.
Oh wow. Let me look it up.
Can we get some milkshakes? All right, while you're looking that up, bro, I'm going to do the last little bit of news. All right, last bit of news.
Sonic in Arizona.
No. California woman proud to be a gold digger. A 19-year-old chick married an 85-year-old dude. Old dude's daughter is upset over it. So she marries the 19-year-old chick's dad. So I guess it's keeping it all in the family.
So it's 928-341-8498.
I'm gonna have to repeat that in a minute. Hold on, Yoder. We're gonna get you some business, man. Wait, are you the manager right now, Yoder?
Yeah, he forgot to mute us.
I'm one of them right now. I'm one of them right now. I'm in the kitchen right now, so fuck up. Don't do that.
Bro, so you're the one making the onion rings right now? Sweet.
Fuck off.
I'm going to call in for like fucking
chili cheese fries?
And have them delivered to my house.
Can we get some chili cheese fries and start doing milkshake?
I'll get some old-ass chili cheese fries.
Old-ass chili cheese fries.
Ooh. Did you say some old-ass chili cheese fries? What?
Old-ass chili
cheese fries. I'm muting you for sure.
I will fucking punch you in the fucking eye and rip your underwear over the top of your fucking head. Don't fucking play with me and chili cheese fries, motherfucker.
Yeah, don't fuck with our chili cheese fries, Yoder. We get violent around here when you fuck with our food, bro.
I'm
not apologizing. I like my food. I'm fat. Leave me alone. Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, it's Michelle's anniversary. We all need food. Now I'm hungry.
Damn it, Yoda. Now I want some popcorn chicken, too. Add that to my order.
Popcorn chicken right here. Going down.
You're going down. that's why we like Yoder as an intern. He works at Sonic.
I'm going to need a number one with no pickles.
Number one with no pickles.
Tater tots.
Yeah, no, Yoder's fucking, Yoder's bossing it up, though. I don't know. I'll let him tell you guys about that, but he's... What the fuck? Hold on.
I don't know what just happened, but,
what the fuck was that?
Logan is being attacked by ghosts, it seems like.
No, bro. My neighbor just, like, randomly popped up out of the corner of the fucking yard and was like, hey! And I scared the fuck out of me.
Okay, I'm going to say you're being attacked by crazy people in the neighborhood. Zombies, bro.
No,
don't go out there. Zombies.
Listen, they
it's
should
zombies,
know from
bro.
The show that they shouldn't sneak up on you because you got stabbed and you're still alive.
Oh, no, I'm just like the super... I'm the most laid-back, super fucking, like, guy that's been stabbed a bunch of times that you've ever met.
Been stabbed a bunch of times that you've ever met. I don't know why I keep getting
it's like
stabbed.
If anybody sees any scars, you're like, oh, that's okay, I just got stabbed. This
yeah, I don't really trip out on...
No.
All right, guys, I got a few ads here, all right? Tired of the same old Facebook challenges? Fuck the ice bucket challenge. Piss on the tortilla challenge. You want to be hardcore? You got to do the Chris Farley challenge. Yep, you flop around on the floor. Then you snort a line off your dog's asshole. Then you star in two pretty funny movies and a few okay ones. And then you snort another line off of any asshole of your choosing. The Chris Farley challenge. Comic book fans, be on the hunt for Ink God Shane McFuzzyball's newest book, The Stone Ranger. Come take a puff in the Old West with The Stone Ranger and his character of friends and foes, such as Indian Chief Rose with Joint, Outlaw Brown Bud, and Deputy Sparky Bowles, as they live high in the West. Yo, and I'm also starting a dating site for husky people. We're calling it Plenty of Fish Sticks. And also working on an adult cooking site called Porn on the Cob. And that's all the ads we have for this week.
I'll do the Chris Farley tonight.
Do the Chris Farley tonight.
You should still call it Plenty of Pork. I think that's better.
Yeah, I volunteer.
I like how you both are talking about two different ones. He's talking about the fish dick joke, and you're talking about the Chris Farley drug joke. I dig.
Yeah.
Logan's like, I'm doing the Chris Farley right now. You hear my dog? That's his asshole.
You guys are
lagging it. Oh, damn. But not for real, guys. Thank you guys for being part of the shows. Couldn't do it without you guys. Couldn't build this brand. It's been a great 3 years. And I figure we'll probably be doing this for a while, guys, because we're good at it. We get a lot of listeners. Yeah. And eventually we're going to get off blog talk where we can actually make some money. So.
Yes. I actually got a laptop, so we're going to be working on our YouTube channel. It takes a lot of work to create that. And but we're going to be
And, hey, you guys do
over.
All that gaming stuff, right? So if you guys want to, get that evolved into YouTube channels. You guys can do gaming off of it and all that Twitch and all that nonsense.
Yoder's the one that's talking about the game because he's fucking bad at it.
I don't know nothing about all that, so.
I'm not very good.
The only gaming I know is the Nintendo.
Oh, that's a face, man.
I once won a Monopoly.
Oh,
that's about
it.
Did they get the fucking to-go order I put in line?
Okay. 3 second rule.
3 second rule.
No.
Oh my God. No,
what's the worst
no.
thing you like to make, Yoder?
Give us 5 of those.
I got bacon on my shoe.
Whoa, there's bacon and cheese. I'm in, bro.
Oh yeah.
Fast food, bro. All they got is cheese and bacon.
That is true. Dude, Wendy's has some bomb-ass Baconator fries. Y'all need to steal that. I'm just saying. I feel like Sonic can steal that and make it a little better. And, hey, what's the deal with you guys advertising, like, banana shakes but never having bananas, bro? At least our Sonic here never has bananas. What's up with that? Can I complain about that to you?
Nope.
We shouldn't even really do jobs, like, over the phone. But, yeah, this is bad. But I'm going to fuck with you.
Any of our listeners out there, please fuck with Yoder. His name is Derek Yoder.
No.
He works at Sonic in Yuma, Arizona. I'm not going to tell you which one because I don't know which one. And I honestly don't remember how many we had there.
definitely do not.
I'm at our city park right now so that my internet would be a little bit better in connection. And this girl just gets out of her car, and on her shirt it says, snitches are a dying breed. Yes,
Shane just wrote me, guys,
really
saying that the show is still on. Shane's called in, guys. We got him on the line. The whole crew is here. Hell yeah.
Yay.
Hello?
You come in at the last 12 minutes
Hello?
Of the show, but the whole crew's here, bro.
Oh, no shit. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, everybody's
fucking,
on, bro.
Congratulations. Congratulations for fucking 3 years, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
Thanks, man. Couldn't do it without you guys. Even you, man.
Yeah, no,
thank
I've
you for being
for
part
like
of the family, brother.
Fucking
we tried
hey,
to call
hey,
you, by the way.
Earlier,
get a voicemail.
No, I saw
All we can say is get a voicemail.
I tried to hit you up. I know. That might have been when I was...
We were
going to
leave you a fucked up voicemail
fucking
with you.
Oh, that
would've
been awesome.
Oh, hey, let's catch him up real quick. Okay, we're fucking with Yoder right now. He's at work at Sonic. And we're just fucking with him, trying to get him to get us some orders. Yoder's at work at Sonic right now. We're just fucking with him. We're thinking about calling up there. Yeah. Thinking about calling up there and, like, ordering some shit.
Nah, I don't
Yeah, I don't want some of them. Give me some of those jalapeno bites, bro.
Oh, that sounds good, too. Hook me up with that, too. I'm in. Oh,
what,
Shane, have you met Yoder? Life. Yoder, have you met Shane? Yoder, Shane, Yoder?
I think I've heard of Yoder, but have not properly met Yoder. I think we
he's
talked about
intern,
Yoder.
He might have
us
on mute right now because he's actually working.
Oh.
So.
Oh, well, Yoder's like an old school homeboy of yours, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Him and Logan both, I've known since like middle school.
Yeah, no, I think we... The name sounds familiar. I think we talked about him, but we didn't talk to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I've been. You know, this is the first time I've ever been.
But
show.
He's our intern now, guys. So if he's still here this time next year, we'll move him up, move him on up to an actual cast member, but now he's just an intern.
I mean,
he is what
well,
we call background noise. He's what we call background noise, guys. It's okay.
You guys are background noise. That's so cool. What a podcast is.
I'll start my own podcast. That's you guys.
Oh,
shit. Hey, what if Sherry called in right now?
That'd be cool.
That would be
cool.
I don't know, bro. You just call in and be like, I don't like you guys, and hang up on us or something.
I bet it would bring views.
It'd bring something. Especially because the last two episodes she was on, she did a lot of porn act with some dude on one end and hung up on the other one.
Can we prank call Nemo?
Can we prank call Nemo? You know what? Yes, let's do a prank call, guys. Hold on.
We
give
don't
me a
do
number.
That, we don't
y'all
say
just
that
name
on here, but yes.
Y'all throw me out a random number, any number, just anybody, go. Oh, jeepers.
Hold on.
You guys suck. It was your idea right now. Nobody has no number.
You call a congressman or some shit. Their numbers are online. And leave them a
I'll
message, like your local congressman
did,
about
did you
something.
Guys have Bill Clinton's number on there? Let's call him. I'll call Bill Clinton right now.
Right here.
I'll talk to him. Ooh, can we call Joe Exotic? I'm in to call him also.
Oh, Doug Zock will be a fun one.
I know, dude. I'm down for that one.
What's he doing? Is he in jail or what? What's Joe Exotic even up to?
I'm pretty sure he's
or
in jail.
Or is he out now? He was in jail. I don't know if he still is, though. He might have got out.
He might be out now, but I'm like 98% sure he's in jail because he had like cancer or AIDS or some shit.
We should figure out a way that we could pay for his phone calls in prison and call him up on the show.
And have him sing to us live, because have you guys heard his music videos?
Oh, I don't fucking have
it. Oh, he would love that. He'd be so into it, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm in. Let's do this. Logan, can
you
use your Logan, can you use your Prison Connects to do that for us, man?
What?
I can find out where somebody lives real quick. Why, what's up?
Joe Exotic. We need him.
Joe Exotic.
We don't know if he's still in prison or not.
Oh, he's inside.
But,
he's in Oklahoma, I think.
Oh, you think you can get a note to him for us? Or what do you guys call him? A kite? Kite? You can get him a kite. Can you fly a kite for us, Logan? And,
he's
tell dude
a,
that we want him to get
on
our show.
He's in a minimum class yard in, like, D.C. Yeah, I could probably send somebody in there to kill him.
I could probably get somebody, yes. This is why we love you, Logan. That's why we keep you around, man. You get things done.
He just knows. Oh, yeah, he's on a level 4 yard in Texas or some shit, like whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Logan just knows.
Dude, that is awesome.
He's like the
it
internet for, you can throw him any name. Hey, where's Josh Sasquatch? Oh, he's in fucking Idaho at Red Rivers or some shit. Level 2 yard.
Murdered his cellmate
yeah,
last year.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, we can send him a letter. Get him on the show.
All right, let's do this prank phone call, guys.
Man,
I'm just going to put in a random number.
Exactly cool
I'm putting in a random number, and we're going to call it.
Oh, jeez.
All right, it's a Yuma number, Yuma area code number, so we'll go from there. I'll see if I can pull a grandma out of my ass on this one. Call failed, was not answered. Well, that was quick and easy. All right, what else we got?
Looks like your love expedition.
We call him. We call him.
Burn.
Hey, Dakota, let's call one of your skanks, dude. Like, somebody you fucked like 2 years ago. See what they're up to. Somebody you fucked like 2 times and quit talking to.
Somebody
else fucked like 2 times. Hey, guess what? It's the anniversary of my podcast. Telling you single and shit whether or not you are. It doesn't matter.
Called
maybe
the segment,
it worked out for you,
host. Bud.
Stank ass host. Call
the
out.
Number,
oh.
928-305-345.
That sounded like a big fuck you, too.
Yeah,
yeah, it sounded like that was really...
I don't know if your prank call plan is going to work out, man. We need more planning.
The number
that
928-305-305-00.
Yeah, no, I'm just down the most random numbers and nothing's working. Hold on. I'm trying something different.
You're awful, dude.
All right. I think I got it this time.
Oh. Welcome to Domino's. If you would like to place an order, please press 1. For any other inquiries, please press 2.
We got Domino's.
Receive and remember Domino's.
Hold on, I got
We didn't get a valid input. Welcome to Domino's. If you would like to place an order, please press 1. For any other inquiries, please press 2.
Push one. Let me talk to somebody.
Push one.
I'm pushing buttons and I'm
We didn't get a valid input. Welcome to Domino's. If you would like to place an order, please
That's
press 1. For any other inquiries,
push
please press 2.
I know. It's not that hard.
Fail.
Hang up on him then.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're gonna try this one more time. If nothing comes from this one, we're done.
It's like press 1 and your cell phone won't work because the technology's too advanced.
All right, this is our last try on a prank call tonight, guys. Let's see what happens here.
All right, let's try one more. Here we go.
All right, I'm putting the number in. Hold on.
All right.
It's saying that's not an active number. Okay. Try this one. Now, I'm just hitting random numbers over here. So.
Yeah, we told you to call.
Awful idea, man.
Oh.
Yep, here we go.
We got somebody.
Oh, they're not going to answer because it's a fucking weird number.
Probably,
Hello? It's not going to work, man.
Hello?
Is it working?
Dude answered, I guess, but then he hung up. Somebody said hello and they hung up.
Hello?
Hey, we just lost somebody else, too. Hey, who did we lose right now? We've lost Lacey, guys.
Lacey's gone.
We've lost Lacey. Call back.
She had to go sell some panties. She's like, I'll be right back, you guys. I got to sell some panties.
Yeah, I sense misdemeanors and felonies about. I must hand her off.
All the criminals are doing
I told her to call back. I guess it hung her up. I guess when I was calling,
yeah,
I was better.
We need a better plan. We need an actual number to call and an idea for that.
That's what I was about to say, bro. We'll look up some good numbers to call. We'll look up some crazy numbers and call them and shit like that. Lacey, welcome back. I don't know what happened, my man. You got hung up on.
Your man.
You do that to me all the time.
It did happen to you last week, too. That was weird. but yeah, like you're saying, bro, we need a better system of what numbers we're gonna call, and do some actual prank phone calls. I'm down, dude. Some prank anchors.
And you gotta plan what you're gonna say once they answer too. Like, we can't just all four just start saying shit on a line about who knows what. We need a story and shit.
I used to actually be pretty good at prank phone calls, but that was like 20 years ago, and it's been a while. So I'm probably need a little practice.
Rusty,
I'll start
man.
Calling people randomly.
Yeah,
I used to be like
intern super old or something.
No, I would call somebody and be like, some old lady would answer. I'd be like, Grandma, and by the end of the conversation, I'm having her thinking her grandson needs money because he's about to get beat up by some gangsters or some shit.
That's awful, man. Why do you do that to an old lady? That's terrible, bro.
It made Thanksgiving awkward that year, probably.
Dakota, Jesus. It's an old lady, man. You gotta be nice to them.
I didn't say I got the money or nothing. It was just a prank phone call.
All right. Yeah, and you were just
I didn't scam the lady.
I did dumb shit. No, because you didn't have the ability,
dude,
really. Like, as soon as she's like, I'll send you some money, you're like, oh, my God, how? I don't even know my own address. You can't even press one at Domino's Pizza. How would you know
your own
fucking
address? We've lost Logan now, guys. Why does everybody keep getting hung up on
Uh-oh.
We've lost Logan.
Hey, at least it wasn't me this time.
Well, shit, guys. We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for everything. You guys are an awesome crew. Huh?
What up?
Yoder, are you
still
here?
I got on at the end.
I'm sorry, Shane and Yoder sound alike.
Oh, they do. It's like Shane and Baby Shane.
Mini Shane, that's his new nickname.
Oh,
you're
man.
No longer Yoder, you're Mini Shane.
He sounds like a little...
All right, guys, this is the part of the show... This is the part of the show, guys, where, you know, I always go tune in this week for, you know, Ask Me the Vice on Monday. We'll be doing the stash on Wednesday. We'll try another episode next week sometime. Shane said something about tomorrow night. We might even try something. I don't know. Anybody else have anything they want to add to this?
Don't smoke meth. Snort it.
I have to say that's probably the best advice we've had on here. Advice we've had on here, guys. And thanks everybody that listens. You guys are awesome.
Honestly,
I can't keep saying
years?
This enough. Yeah, and thank you guys, 3 years, guys, and thank you guys for helping me build this brand because I can't do it without you guys. You guys fucking rock. And, yeah.
Right on, man.
Yoder, not you. You're new. You just came
sorry,
in, like, 2 months ago,
that.
Bro. But
exactly.
You know what? You get to thank
Yoder.
You, too, for the last 2 months. You do a great job on that Buds report, man. So thank you for that. You do a tribute to the show. And you can get me free Sonic when I come to visit Yuma. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Actually, I just got promoted. I've been moving to Phoenix, remember? I'm taking over a store.
So all I heard was when I come to Phoenix, I can get free Sonic.
What?
Time out. What? Nobody's answering the questions that need to get answered around here. Dakota gets free Sonic if he comes to Phoenix.
Sorry, I was too busy eating free Sonic right now.
Okay, I'm going to Arizona, guys. I'm taking a vacation. I'll be back. I want some popcorn chicken and a chili dog. I'll be there in about 3 days to get it.
We got pickle ranch for the burger. So I've been using the pickle ranch or the popcorn chicken and it's bomb.
That just sounds gross altogether. Pickle ranch on what? Get your pickles and your ranch out of here. We've lost another caller. I'm going to say we've lost Shane. How is everybody losing everybody and they're not saying bye? How rude.
They're fucking bombing.
The little British woman said bye to me, at least.
F everybody, then. The British woman said bye to you? Is the show even still going at this point?
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, guys. We got about 2 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and end it here. Thank you guys for calling in. Hope everybody has a great TGIF. For you younger listeners and know what that is, look it up. Once again, thanks, everybody. Thanks to Roast in the World family. Couldn't do this shit without you guys. Thanks to all the listeners. Cheers to 3 years and cheers to 3 more, guys. So, let's keep it up. I'm just going to blabber on for like 30 more seconds till the show goes off. So, yep, Yep.
That's
connect that into that. Okay. All right, I'm going to go smoke a bowl now, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.